Forecasters say 30 tornadoes were reported overnight in seven states, resulting in at least 17 deaths in Arkansas and Oklahoma. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports northwest Florida and South Alabama will catch the southernmost end of that weather system.
The Storm Prediction Center says the weather system will continue moving eastward over the next few days, bringing powerful storms and the potential for tornadoes to parts of the Midwest and Southeast. Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, and Louisiana are facing the greatest risk today, but a number of storms are also likely for this area.
We've had several episodes, you know, over the last month or so of some pretty heavy rain, so the ground's still pretty saturated, pretty moist.
Don Shepard at the National Weather Service in Mobile says a flash flood watch takes effect at 7 o'clock this evening.
We're looking at the potential for 2 to 4 inches of rainfall over pretty much the whole area. It's a little difficult to pin down exactly the locations for these, but there could be some areas where that 2 to 4 inch amount could be doubled, you know, especially if you get training cells that move across the same area repeatedly.
Besides the flash flood watch, Pensacola and Navarre beaches are flying yellow flags with a strong rip current advisory in effect through 1 o'clock Wednesday morning. Local winds are expected to be between 25 and 35 miles an hour with higher gusts. The storms developed after a number of forecasts calling for severe weather, and the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma issued a rare high-risk warning.
Where we're located, there is a slight risk of severe weather tomorrow, and then as you go north and west, especially up into central portions of Mississippi there and up in central and northern Alabama, there's a more significant risk. Some strong and severe thunderstorms could be possible all the way down toward the Florida Panhandle tonight and then tomorrow.
Shepard says the dynamics of the system are keeping the most severe weather to the north of us. But that said, he adds that the Gulf of Mexico is playing a part.
If anything, it enhances the severe weather potential by bringing in the very moist, warm, unstable air out ahead of the system. What the Gulf is going to do is give us that continued threat of severe weather even down toward the coast, and then the heavy rainfall threat.
We want to make sure that everybody has a plan in place and has a preparedness kit in place should something happen.
Escambia County Emergency Manager John Dyche says one of the best protections against tornado seasons, March, April, and May, and then in November, is a weather radio.
That's information that comes straight from the Weather Service. The folks that are sitting there 24 hours a day monitoring the radar and the weather activities, having that weather alert radio is a direct link to them. Should severe weather occur in our area, they have ways of setting off that radio and setting off tones to let us know that there's danger in our area and we need to pay close attention to the news media.
And that's the bottom line, says Don Shepard at the National Weather Service. Keep an eye on the skies and be prepared.
Especially late tonight and tomorrow in the Pensacola area. Severe weather is possible. Probably some isolated tornadoes and some severe storms, but the heavy rainfall threat beginning late tonight and through the day tomorrow looks like a real good possibility, and flash flood watch is in effect.
The rash of tornadoes came on the third anniversary of a day that saw 122 tornadoes strike parts of Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Virginia, and Georgia, killing 316 people. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.